Chapter 10.
And then his kingdom will appear throughout his whole creation. And then the slanderer will have an end. Yes, sorrow will be led away with him. Then the hands of the messenger will be filled, who is appointed as chief. Yes, at once he will avenge them of their enemies. For the Heavenly One will arise from his kingly throne. Yes, he will go forth from his holy habitation with indignation and wrath on behalf of his sons. And the earth will tremble. It shall be shaken even to its ends. And the high mountains will be made low. Yes, they will be shaken, and they will fall as enclosed valleys. And the sun will not give light, and the horns of the moon will flee in darkness. Yes, they will be broken into pieces, and it will be turned wholly into blood. Yes, even the circle of the stars will be thrown into disarray. And the sea will return all the way to the abyss, and the sources of the waters will fail. Yes, the rivers will vanish away. For God Most High will surge forth, the Eternal One, alone. And in full view he will come to work vengeance on the nations. Yes, he will destroy all their idols. Then you will be happy, O Israel, and you will mount up above the necks and the wings of an eagle. Yes, all things will be fulfilled. And God will raise you to the heights. Yes, he will fix you firmly in the heaven of the stars, in the place of their habitations. And you will look down from on high. Yes, you will see your enemies on the earth. And recognizing them, you will rejoice, and you will give thanks. Yes, you will confess your Creator. But you, Yahshua, son of Nun, keep these words and this book. For from my death, my ascension, until his coming there will pass 250 times. And this is the course, times which come until they are consummated. However, I shall be asleep with my fathers. Therefore you, Yahshua, son of Nun, be strong. God has chosen you to be my successor in the same covenant.